This is Radio Nepal. I am SN Srestha with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli urges all to support rescue, relief and rehabilitation efforts in the aftermath of rain-induced disasters. State Affairs and Good Governance Committee of Parliament directs government to immediately rescue stranded passengers in various highways. Shaheed Gangalal National Heart Centre expands its heart disease treatment services across all provinces, and Israel says its troops crossed in Lebanon as ground offensive launched. Hezbollah denies Israel's ground raid claim. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli urged all to support the search, rescue, relief and rehabilitation efforts underway across the country. At a press conference held today at the office of the Prime Minister and the office and the Council of Ministers at Simhadarbar, the Prime Minister emphasized that the state and the society should make maximum use of the available resources to address the current adverse situation in the country. Prime Minister Oli said the search and rescue of the citizens would be completed within the next 2 days, according to information shared by Chief Secretary Ek Narayan Arial. 224 people have lost their lives, 24 are still missing and 158 have been injured due to the disaster. He added that 4,331 have been rescued and shifted to safer places. 21 districts have been hit hard by the disasters. Likewise, Chief Secretary Arial shared that the rain-induced disasters resulted in financial loss amounting to more than 11 billion rupees. The State Affairs and Good Governance Committee under the House of Representatives has directed the government to immediately rescue the passengers left stranded in various highways due to disruptions caused by the recent monsoon-induced flooding and landslides. A meeting of the committee held today urged the government to facilitate the stranded passengers to reach their destinations. The meeting also directed the government to restore the disrupted highways and also manage alternative routes for the movement of passengers. The parliamentary committee asked the government to monitor the fare rates, ensure flight services to those districts lacking access to roads. Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak says the government is engaged in the post-disaster response with high priority. In a meeting of the House of Representatives, State Affairs and Good Governance Committee today, the Home Minister said the government is focused on the search, rescue and relief efforts in the wake of disasters. The Home Minister assured of free treatment of the injured and resuming highways and roadways blocked by the landslides. A meeting of the CPN-UML today concluded that Prime Minister and Party Chairperson KP Sharma Oli's recent visit to the USA and his participation to the 79th UN General Assembly remained productive. According to UML General Secretary Shankar Pokhrel, the Prime Minister and Party Chair engaged in official and unofficial talks with the heads of state and government from friendly nations during the visit, contributing to developing the country's image internationally. The Prime Minister returned home yesterday after attending the 79th session of the United Nations General Assembly. The meeting also decided to deposit 5 million rupees on behalf of the CPN-UML in the Prime Minister Natural Disaster Relief Fund. It also agreed to request the House of Representatives and Province Assembly members from the party to contribute to the fund. The party also decided to engage itself in the relief and rescue efforts in the aftermath of the disasters, including in the restoration of the roadways connecting Kathmandu to outside districts. Meanwhile, the parliamentary party meeting of the Nepali Congress has demanded the government to accelerate the rescue and provide relief to the victims of the flood, landslide and drowned people. Nepali Congress Chief Whip Shyam Kumar Ghimire said the party demanded the government rescue the stranded passengers in various places and resume the obstructed routes promptly. Foreign Minister Dr. Arzu Rana Deuba and the Chief Executive Officer of Millennium Challenge Corporation, MCC, Allies P. Albright, held a meeting. The meeting held at Nepali Embassy in the USA on Monday witnessed a discussion on issues like enforcement of activities under the MCC project that Nepal signed in 2017. The Nepali embassy stated the discussion focused on the timely completion of the project. Meanwhile, Foreign Minister Dr. Arzu Rana Deuba and Acting Under Secretary for Political Affairs John Bass signed the Nepal-US bilateral consultation mechanism. The officials from Foreign Ministry of Nepal and the State Department of USA would dwell on a range of issues in the consultations and dialogues as per the agreements in Kathmandu and Washington, D.C. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Sada khana 100 rupiah, mutton khana 200 rupiah. Oi, mobile ko data pani hamile chalako menu anusar mahango ra sasto parnu parne hoina ra.
हुन्छ नि मित्र, फेसबुक, ट्विटर, इन्स्टाग्राम, भाइबर, व्हाट्सएप जस्ता सामाजिक सञ्जालहरू मात्रै चलाउने हो भने नेपाल टेलिकममा असाध्यै सस्तो मूल्यमा सोसियल मिडिया डाटा प्याक पाइन्छ। त्यही लिने मजाले चलाउने
*1415# डायल गर्नुहोस्।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको सञ्चार।
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation, Deepak Khadka, and Ambassador of Norway to Nepal, Torun Ramdal, held a meeting today. On the occasion, they discussed the matters of Nepal-Norway relations and mutual concerns and interests. The Shaheed Gangalal National Heart Center has announced to expand its heart disease treatment services across all 7 provinces in the country. The meeting of the center's board of directors, presided over by Minister for Health and Population Pradeep Poudal today, announced the expansion of heart disease treatment services. Minister Poudal shared that specialized cancer treatment services has also been initiated in all other 6 provinces through provincial hospitals. An agreement has been reached between Radio Nepal and Nepal Telecom on broadcasting information relating to business and other crucial messages. As per the agreement, messages associated with Nepal Telecom will be broadcast in various national languages via Radio Nepal's central and provincial broadcasting centers. Signing the agreement paper, Radio Nepal's Executive Director Amar Dhoj Lama said Radio Nepal has emphasized on broadcasting contents in national languages to make them accessible to all citizens. Executive Director Lama also described the collaboration and understanding between Radio Nepal and Nepal Telecom as a significant milestone to deliver effective messages to the public. On the occasion, Managing Director of Nepal Telecom, Sangeeta Pahari, lauded Radio Nepal's role in effectively disseminating information to the people of far-flung corners of the country. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. Israeli troops have advanced into Lebanon, the military has announced in a statement, as it launches an anticipated ground offensive. According to Al Jazeera, Israel's military reported early on Tuesday that its forces had begun targeted ground raids on villages in southern Lebanon. According to the statement, the incursions, backed by airstrikes and artillery, began a few hours ago targeting Hezbollah in villages close to the border with Israel. It added that the raids were limited, localized and targeted against Hezbollah. The BBC cited the Lebanese Prime Minister as saying his country is facing one of its most dangerous phases and that 1 million people are displaced. However, Hezbollah in a statement said Israel's claims that its forces entered Lebanon are false. The group also says that no direct clashes have taken place between their fighters and Israeli forces, but that they are ready for a direct confrontation. The bodies of 23 people have been recovered after a bus transporting school children crashed and caught fire outside Bangkok. According to the BBC, the bus was returning to the Thai capital after a school trip to the north of the country, and the vast majority of victims are believed to be children. The country's transport minister is quoted as saying the bus was powered by extremely risky compressed natural gas. The cause of the fire is still unknown. 19 children and 3 teachers are reported to have survived, 16 of whom are being treated in hospital for their injuries. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in Kochi province, along with hilly regions of the country, and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places of Kochi province and hilly regions of Bagmati province and Gandaki province. With this, we almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli urges all to support rescue, relief and rehabilitation efforts in the aftermath of rain-induced disasters. State Affairs and Good Governance Committee of Parliament directs government to immediately rescue stranded passengers in various highways. Shaheed Gangalal National Heart Centre expands its heart disease treatment services across all provinces. And Israel says its troops crossed into Lebanon as ground offensive launched. Hezbollah denies Israel's ground raid claim. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.